5.4.2. Similarities and differences to the wider report. A primary challenge of monitoring disability rights concerns non-disabled people speaking on behalf of disabled people and articulating information and experiences that are not reflective of the experiences reported by disabled people themselves. During this monitoring research, careful consideration was given to voice within a disability rights-based framework. Through comparing and contrasting the results from this research and last research with disabled people, the disabled researchers who co-authored this report conclude that the housing experiences reported by family members of people with complex disabilities reflected the experiences reported by disabled people. These include limited choice and control, access to the housing market, affordability, access within the home, community access and belonging, well-being, support services, and awareness. Although the key themes manifested in different ways, the commonality of rights violations were found throughout the entire community. In this way, the two housing reports serve to enrich and support each other in the shared aim of progressively realizing the UNCRPD. However, it might also be noted that there were unique and additional layers of complexities affecting people with multiple and complex disabilities and their families/VANO and close supporters. For example, the dependency of disabled people with significant health needs on family and service providers is often lifelong. Family members were likely to be unemployed, meaning there was a total reliance on government welfare as the only income for entire families. In many cases, the caregiver role was carried out by the mother, casting a further gendered lens on the rights violations experienced by the disabled family member. Additionally, the uncertainty around the health and life expectancy, and or behavioral needs, of the family member with complex disabilities had a significant and direct impact on the social, psychological, and economic situation of entire families. Although these experiences are not unique to people with complex disabilities, these challenges were reported with greater consistency and severity throughout the interviews in this report than were shared in the wider housing report.